Amen.
Whoa. Oh boy, that's good singing. Amen. I appreciate the Lord moving this morning. Boy, it's good to know the Lord this morning, ain't it?
Amen.
Amen. I love talking about songs, talking about the love of the Lord. I love hearing songs and talking about salvation, amen, and what He's done for us. I love that song that was sung, Love Rolled the Stone Away. Amen.
Yeah.
I tell you what, church, Jesus didn't have to do anything. God didn't have to give His Son for us. Amen. But He chose to because He loves us. Amen. The love of the Lord, amen, goes way beyond any love that you ever feel in this life today. Amen, church. I'm so glad that the love the Lord loved me enough, amen, to wake me up this morning. I'm so glad that the Lord loved me enough, amen, to give me another day to be with His people today. Hey, church, let me tell you something. The question was a second ago, are we almost there? Are we there yet? Hey, man, I was watching the news this week, Brother Ron. Hey, man, they was talking about these meteorites that came down and made this loud sonic boom across the world. And people heard it from everywhere. And they interviewed one person. You know what he said? Hey, he said, it scared me. It sounded like a trumpet. I blow it today, church. Let me tell you something. That one day, church, hey, man, we're going to hear that noise. Hey, man, we're going to have people scared to death. And we're going to have people rattling their shoes because they know it's going to be too late. And by then, we'll see our Lord and Savior ascend on His cloud of glory. Amen. To take us on home. Amen. The news reporter ain't going to have time to get that story in. Amen. Because the Bible says we'll be changed in a moment, a twinkling of an eye. Brother, I don't think you're going to have time to think. By then, it's going to be too late. Amen. Church, I'm going to talk to you this morning about the love of God. Amen. Amen. I love that word love. Amen. Amen. Because I like to go back to that popular verse. For God so what? Loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That whosoever that believeth in Him should not perish. But have everlasting life today. Amen, church. I preached this message literally 2-3 weeks ago. Amen. I had another one picked out when I walked through the door. The Lord just kept bringing me back to it and bringing me back to it. Amen. And the songs were sung about the love of Christ. Amen. I had to go back to this. Amen. This morning, bear with me this morning. And we'll get what God has to get out. I tell you, I can stop right now and be good going home. Amen. The songs that were sung, you know that's a type of preaching, brother. Amen. If you're up here singing for the Lord and singing from the heart, brother, you're delivering a message to somebody. People are hearing that message this morning. Amen, brother.
Amen.
Amen. For some reason, I get a revival feel here this morning. Amen, church. I believe. Amen. I got a revival feel this morning sitting there in the front pew. Hey, man, I had cold chills come across my back, my arms. Hey, man, songs that were sung. Hey, brother, church, let me tell you something. If you don't get the chills, hey, man, if you don't feel good this morning, Lord, boy, today is a good day to get it right.
Hey, man.
Praise God. Amen. I'm so glad. Amen. I know how it feels. Amen. Praise the Lord. The book of John, chapter 21. Amen. Verse 15. Amen, church. Very popular scripture here. Amen. We're going to talk about the word love this morning and how much it means to each and every one of us here today. Amen. I remember, amen, growing up hearing from different people. Amen. Caleb, we love you. We only know what's best for you. Amen. We love you. We want to take care of you. But that's not the same love I'm talking
amen.
About. Amen. I'm talking about a love. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. It goes way beyond the nail prints. It goes way beyond the ends of the timber of that cross. Amen.
Yes, right.
Amen. He has His arms wrapped around us today. Amen. But I believe He wants the same in return this morning. He wants that same love back in Him. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Listen this morning. Amen. I tell you what, I feel good in the Lord today. Amen. I've been excited about this week. I'm there today all week. Amen. The devil's been fighting. He knew what was going to happen this morning. Amen. That's why he was fighting. Amen. I truly believe that today. Amen. But the devil, amen, the Bible says never give place to that old devil.
That's right.
Amen. Church, the devil has no place in Fredonia Church this morning. Amen. Praise God. Verse 15, chapter 21. I'll try not to hold you too long, but I'm going to get what the Word has. Amen.
Amen.
So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He said to him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lambs.
Yeah.
He said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said to him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said to him, feed my sheep. Oh, boy. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, Lovest thou me? And Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said to him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Listen to that section right there. Lord, you knowest all things. And you knowest that I love thee. Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou hast come, was young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest, for when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whether thou wouldest not. Thus he spake, he signified what dealt he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, Follow me.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I'm going to stop right there for a second. Amen. I'm going to take a moment of your time this morning. Amen. I want to try to paint a picture here today about Jesus talking to Peter, and I believe it was just them two. Amen. Sitting here at this time. And Jesus had something on his mind. Amen. He knew what was going to happen. Amen. He knew what was going to be foretold with this story. Amen. He looked at Peter and said, Peter, do you love me? Hey man, you gotta feed my sheep. Peter, do you love me? You need to go feed my lambs. Hey man, the third time he said, Peter, do you love me? Hey man, and here comes Peter. He said, Lord, you know I love you, right? Hey man, Lord, you know I love thee. You know all things.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, Feed my sheep.
Amen.
Follow me. Hey man, I use this example. This is a prime good example of what I'm talking about here. I remember growing up, hey man, I went and done stuff stupid, hey man. I'd make my parents mad at me, hey man, or my aunt and uncle, or people in this world's made them mad. Boy, as little kids, we come up some pretty clever lies to get out of trouble, don't we? Hey man, I remember looking at my parents, and I used to tell them, Mom, Dad, you know I love you, right? Hey man, you know I love you. You ain't got to worry about that. Hey man, the first question they ask is, What did you do? Hey man, what kind of damage did you do? Hey man, church, but you know, I believe Peter, amen, had the same outlook. He said, Lord, you know I love you, right? You know it's these things. Now you shouldn't have to ask me, you know. Amen. You know the part about this church today? God knows your heart. Amen. Jesus knows how much you love me. Amen. The question He asked for you today, He wants to hear you say it. He wants to see you live it. He wants to see you walking. He wants to see you talking. Do you love Him today, church?
Amen.
And how much do you love Him?
Amen.
Well, now, preacher, listen. You know, you don't know my heart.
That's right.
Amen. I love the Lord. Hey, man, I love so much, I'll get in my car and I'll turn on that radio station. I'll listen to gospel music for 30 minutes a day.
Yeah.
That's how much I love the Lord.
Bless Him, Lord.
Hey, man, dog, let me tell you something. When I get home, hey, man, before I go to bed at night, I'll read a couple of verses and I'll close my Bible for about 5 minutes a day. That's how much I love the Lord.
Bless Him, Lord. Bless Him.
Amen. When I get a message to preach, amen. When I get the invite to preach or sing, I get up there and I'll sing you one song. I'll preach you 5 minutes. That's how much I love the Lord.
Yeah.
Bless
Come on, church. Amen. I believe Jesus went all the way for us. I believe He went the total distance for us. I believe He went all He could do. Amen. For us. And He loves us that much.
Amen.
He expects us to go that far.
Yes.
Amen.
Him.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes.
Oh,
boy. Amen.
Are you willing to lay down your life for Him today?
Yes.
Oh, boy, I got off quite a hurt one, yes. Well, we've been having an altar full this morning. Are you willing to lay down your life for the Lord today? Are you willing to go to the front lines? Are you willing to pick up your sword and go to war, church? Because that's what it requires in this life that we live. Oh, you think you can go out that door?
Yeah.
And you think you can get in your car and live your life without this right here, brother? You're minding mistake and you're doing wrong.
Right.
Amen. I believe this is our sword and shield. This is our strength in a time of battle. Amen. This is our way out. This is our secret home, church. Without this, you go nowhere.
Right. That's right, brother.
Oh, boy. Come on. Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
We like to, when we go on vacation, amen. Let me tell you something. I hate flying.
Amen.
Every inch of my body, my being, I hate flying an airplane. But when I married this woman right here, I didn't get that choice. I was told, you're going to fly when it's time to fly, whether you like it or not. Amen. We'll strap you in there, kicking and screaming. We'll take you. You're going. Amen. Amen. Church, I didn't want to see it, but I'll say that. Amen. I think about the process you go through. Amen. Just to get on the plane. Brother, they check everything you have. They check your passport if you're going out of the country. They check your ticket to make sure it's legit. They want to know every P's and Q's. And every I's are dotted, every T's are crossed before you get on that thing.
Yeah.
Amen, church. They search you out. Hey man, I'm telling you, this time of the day, church. Hey man, we're going to stand before an Almighty God.
Yes.
Hey man, you're going to be checked out from head to toe. And He's going to make sure you got everything in order. He's going to make sure you got every line dotted and every T crossed before you enter the gate.
Yes.
And church, if He was to come back and take us home, hey brother, I'm going to love flying in.
Hey
man, because I'm going to take the wings and take off the glory. Church is coming. Hey man, we need to be ready.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That's the time I won't fight my wife for flying. Amen. I'll be more than happy to do it. Amen. Church, that's the last thing gonna be on my mind. There's somebody gonna take care of me when I take my heavenly flight. Amen. Because by then I'll be in the arms of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let me tell you something. I believe, amen, Jesus loved Peter.
Yeah.
I believe Jesus loved His disciples. And I'm going to go as far as to Jesus loved Judas when He betrayed Him.
Yes.
And you may say, Caleb, how is that true? Judas went and betrayed Christ. He sold Him out for a few pieces of silver. Amen. Turned Him over to the devil's army. Gave Him up just like that. Why would you think Jesus loved somebody like that? Jesus was perfect in every aspect of life.
Amen.
Jesus loved Him no matter what He did to Him. Amen. It's getting quiet again.
Amen.
Jesus loved Him despite everything that Jesus did to the church.
Right.
And He still was able to forgive Him. Jesus would have asked. Amen. It would have been done.
Amen.
Amen.
Ask Him more.
Judas was hung up on that money.
Yep.
Oh, me, we are today.
Right.
Yep.
We're hung up on that money.
Yep.
Yep. Well, there's people that love the money. Well, they ain't going to make time for Christ, brother.
Amen.
Amen. They will get out there and work their fingers to the bone. Amen. They'll work 20 hours overtime. Brother, I will live at the workplace if I have to. As long as I get a good, high-paying paycheck.
Yeah.
And the Lord just have to wait. I had a friend of mine. He's a police officer. I love my police officers. At the time, I tell you, I bleed blue. I love every one of them. Because I used to be one of them. Amen. I love them, and I'll do anything for them. He got talking to me. One night we was patrolling. We was working. He said, Caleb, he said, he was on day shift. Had a lot of Sundays off at one time. He went back to nights and had to work more Sundays now. And give up his time with the Lord. He said, Caleb, what do you think about that? I believe the Lord appreciates the police officer. Yes, I do. I don't think for 1 minute the Lord don't appreciate the police officer we have in this world.
That's right.
But you know, I told him, I said, the Lord had you a way out. Amen. Where you could be in His house every Sunday if you wanted to.
Mm.
Amen. You could be at them scenes if you wanted to. Amen. You could live for Him the best of your ability if you wanted to. You chose this instead.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. How much do you love the Lord today?
Amen. Amen.
How much are you willing to give up for the Lord today?
Amen.
Amen. Church, my own simple life that I lived, my past history that I had, amen, ain't worth a glance backwards, amen.
Yeah.
Amen, I wouldn't go back to none of that if you paid me, church. Write me the highest check you can write me. Brother, you can't buy my soul because it's already on. Amen, Jesus gave me this whole life. Amen, He cleaned me up from the inside out, brother Shane. Amen, there's nothing I don't know can do.
Amen.
Amen, take the Lord out of this whole heart.
Yeah.
Oh, sure I mess up. Sure, I do things that can be fixed, amen. Sure, we're human, church. We're going to mess up, but do you love the Lord enough to stick with it and fix it,
amen?
Good preaching.
Peter had to ask Jesus, said, you know I love you, right? You know I love you. You know I love you. Why are you asking? Why do you got to ask the third time? You know I do. You're right, he did.
Yeah.
That's why he knew you're going to deny me three times.
Yeah.
Huh? Bible says cock crowed the third time.
Yeah.
Amen. Peter knew what he did.
Yeah.
He looked back, didn't he, Brother Jerry?
Yeah.
He looked back and thought about what Jesus said.
Amen.
He said, you love me, feed my sheep. If you love me, feed my lambs. I got work for you to do. Do you love me, then do it. But Peter had to go back. Once he betrayed Christ that third time,
yeah,
he went back.
Yeah.
He said, man, he was right.
Yeah.
Boy, he was right.
Yes.
I believe Judas would have talked about when Judas betrayed Jesus. And boys, correct me if I'm wrong. When Judas betrayed Jesus, amen, they took him and they went and crucified him. Judas felt bad for what he did. He took the money and threw it back at the people that he got it from. And he went off. And then the Bible said he hung himself.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
By then, it was too late. He looked back at what Jesus said.
Yeah.
He said, this is what's going to happen to me. Mm-hmm. And this is how it's going to take place.
Yeah.
By then, it was too late.
Amen. Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
That's the Lord.
When they laid Jesus in that tomb, amen, they put that stone out. And I picture, I ain't there, I haven't seen it. You know, the scientists can probably try to prove, you got probably historians over there probably dusting rocks and fossils, whatever it may be. Amen, whatever they do over there. I've never seen the size of that stone, but by the way it talks, it's a pretty big rock.
Uh-huh.
Amen, it took multiple men to run in front of that tomb.
Yeah.
Amen, but I think about how strong the love of Christ was. Amen.
Amen.
How strong that it was. Amen, inside that tomb, I wish I could have been a fly on the wall. Amen, to see that tomb light up.
Amen,
with the love spewed out of Jesus' heart.
Amen,
amen, the stone run away. Amen, came from an old grave.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, church and rose for you and me.
Yeah.
Woo, praise God.
Amen.
Amen, that'll fire you up and wood sweat. Amen.
Amen.
Hey man, Jesus came forth because the love got him out of there.
Amen.
Hey man, he went home. Oh man. You know what? When I was out in sin, out in this world, I deserved hellfire. I deserved every bit of it. Hey man, I did things. Hey man, I ain't gonna go. We talked about this already. But I did done bad enough stuff that I shouldn't be deserved a spot to heaven. Hey man, but God so loved the world.
Yeah.
That he gave his only son to die for me.
Amen.
And you.
That's right.
And you. Amen.
Amen.
He died for all of us.
Amen.
His love, amen, was so strong.
Amen.
And he knew what had to happen. Amen. But Peter, amen, sat there and said, Lord, you know I love you.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to check in with you, make sure you know. You know I love you, right?
Yeah.
By George, if he knew, amen, that he loved him 100%,
yeah.
I don't believe Jesus would have had to repeat himself.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Huh? I've had that said to me many times. Son, I shouldn't have to repeat myself to get it done the first time.
Amen.
Jesus had to repeat himself 3 times.
Yeah.
He said, go feed my sheep, go feed my sheep, go feed my sheep.
Yeah.
Go do it, Peter. And Peter said, why are you asking me 3 times? You know I love you, right? Jesus, why do you love me? But I love this. This one will hit home. This one will pound home right now. After all he said, Jesus said, follow me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, amen, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, you told me you loved me 3 times. You even asked me to make sure. And you said, I know all things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then follow me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah.
Church, if you love Christ today with all your heart.
Yeah.
And you love him with every bit of your body and every bit of your being.
Yep.
Yes.
You'll follow him.
Yep.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. That old devil's going to come in front of you, brother. And I promise you, he will give you every. If you want an excuse to miss church, brother, talk to the devil. He'll give you 20.
Yeah.
Amen. If you want an opportunity to treat somebody horrible outside the church, talk to the devil. He'll give you plenty of reasons why.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
You're following the wrong man.
Amen.
Amen.
Me and my house, we serve the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to follow Christ.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Church, I'd rather follow Christ, amen, all the way to the end of my life.
Uh-huh.
And have a heavenly home waiting on me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen, church, a heavenly home waiting on me. I'm not doing it for the mansion. I'm not doing it for the streets of gold.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it for the pearly gates. I'm doing it for a man that gave his life
amen.
For me.
Yeah.
Amen. He paid my way to Calvary. Amen. He's created a place for me to go when I leave this we'll walk
away.
I'm ready to lay this body down. You may say, Caleb, boy, you're 33 years old, don't talk like that. Brother, every one of you should have the same opinion. Every one of you should have in your mind. I'm ready to go home. This world ain't nothing but field gardens today. Our kids, amen, we had 2 kids get blown away at school this week. Amen. Go to school to learn. Amen. To have a future. To grow older and start a family and be grandparents. And they took that from me.
Yeah.
The devil took that.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah.
2 15-year-old kids gone. Just like that. And you say, well, the devil's not that category's blown out of proportion. No, I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
The devil pokes his head on the news every day. He's turning it on for 5 minutes.
That's right.
Turn it on for 5 minutes, and it's almost like he's on the screen, waving at his hand, waving at you. You can't get me.
Yeah.
I'm already here. The devil's got this world wrapped.
Yeah.
Amen. But I know the Lord's got him wrapped around everybody else.
Yeah.
Amen. I know the Lord's got his arms wrapped around me. Yeah. And he's going to take care of me and my family. Yeah. As long as we follow him. Yeah. Amen. And him only today.
Right. Amen.
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 Yeah. Bless his name.
You know, I like that song, brother. Song. I had this guy right here, brother. I stayed on him and stayed on him. You got to schedule an appointment with this fella. Hey man, I stayed on him. I said, Eric, I need some songs played together. Hey man, there's some songs that when I was starting to come here more and more and come to revivals here, and when I started getting to church, I said, man, I like his songs. And I got to have it because, believe it or not, where's my youngest? Back there at Malachi. You play I've Been Adopted, brother, it's on in my house. Hey man, he'll take off and before you know it, he'll be having a running fit before it's all over with. I promise you that. I couldn't make it up if I tried. But you know, you sing a song, hey man, he sings it there too. And you just sung it a minute ago, the offer stands.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, it does.
Jesus said, Peter, he said, do you love me?
He said, yes, I do.
Peter, do you love me? Yes, I do. Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know I do. Follow me.
Yeah.
Church, Jesus is giving you an offer today to follow him.
Yeah.
Amen. He ain't going to drag it on forever.
Right.
Amen. I believe the Bible talks about the Lord can work so much and so much, so much. Eventually, He'll turn you over to a reprobate mind.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. What does that mean? It means He's done with you. Amen. He ain't going to beg you. He ain't going to play with you. He ain't going to have you drag around and wait on you forever. Eventually, He says, enough, I'm done with you. I move on to somebody else that loves me, that has potential. And I'm going to heal because I know there's love
there.
You can plan out your perfect life, church. You can plan it out. I'm going to live happy. I ain't going to have any health issues. I'm going to have a family. I'm going to see my kids grow up. I'm going to see my grandbabies grow up. And I'm going to get to take my final breath. And when that moment comes, then I'll give my heart to Christ.
Amen.
It ain't going to work that way all the time.
Amen.
And let me tell you something. Let the Spirit draw you. It ain't going to happen anyways. Come on.
That's right.
Yes.
Christ didn't have to think. When he gave his heart for you, gave his life for you, he didn't have to think about it.
Yeah.
Amen. God said, this needs to be done. Of course, he went to the garden and said, if it be your will, let this cup pass through me.
Yes.
But if not, I know what I got to do.
Yeah.
He had to step up to the plate. He did it.
Yes.
But he expects us to do the same in return.
Amen.
You got to step up to the plate.
That's right,
man. Life is going to be hard and you're going to keep your hands dirty. Their souls to be won for Christ.
Yes.
But you could be the one that's leading that brother home.
Right.
You could be the one that's leading your sister to Christ. You can be the one to see your mom and daddy to Christ.
Amen.
You can be the one to see your grandpa and grandpa to Christ.
Right.
It's up to you today, church. Don't point your finger to your brother. Don't point your finger to the pastor. Don't point your finger to the congregation. Point it at yourself.
Amen.
Amen. Because you've got to prove your love to Christ.
Amen. Because
he's already done his end.
Amen.
Brother, come up here and get that song again. Officer still stands. Come on up here. I'm going to ask you to say it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, church. Do you love the Lord?
Last
one. He wants to know that today.
Yes, he does.
Don't sit there and say, I tell you, you know I love the Lord.
Yeah.
You know I do. No, I don't. No, I don't. Amen.
Bless
Christ Lord. Knows your heart today. God knows your heart today.
Amen.
He knows how far you'll go for Him.
Yeah.
He knows how far you'll go for the lost that's out in this world today. He knows just how far you'll go.
Yeah, amen.
You ain't got to tell me anything. You ain't got to tell Jerry anything. You ain't got to prove anything to these singers.
Right.
Amen. You got to prove it to the Lord today.
Amen.
How far do you want to go for today? I ask you to come. Amen. I'm going to ask you to come today. The offer was made at the cross. Amen. He died for you. He said, this is your way to Calvary. This is your way to heaven. Amen. Right here. This is it. The offer stands.
Amen.
Won't you come today? Won't you come?
I've got an offer.
Amen.
Won't you come?
For you, my friend.
Won't you come? Do you love the Lord today?
It's all blue.
You may say, Caleb, I've done some things. Hey, man, I can be better at it. I can go a little bit harder for the Lord. I can say a little bit more for the Lord. I can witness a little bit more for the Lord. I need to prove my love for Him today. Won't you come? Hey, man, you got family. You love these things. Hey, man, that's right. Hey, man, that's how you get it out. It starts with you today. Lord, Heavenly Father, today, Lord, we ask you to come down, Lord, and touch the brother's heart.
Listen,
Lord, you know what he needs tonight. Lord, you know what he needs in his life today. Lord, we know, Lord, he may have family that's lost and undone today. He loves his saved today, Lord. But we know it's through you, Lord. Lord, we know the way is through you. The Bible says you're the way, the truth, and the light. Lord, nobody comes to the Father but by you today. Lord, help him today. He's come boldly to the throne of grace, Lord. He's got something on his heart he needs to get off, Lord. Lord, help him today. Whenever he may need fixing, Lord, help him fix it up. Lord, he loves you today. Lord, he's here praying to you today. Bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Help us to be a better person, Lord. Help us.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yes, God,
I love you, Lord. Amen. I went and proved it just once. Amen. I tried to sing the last time. You got to prove your way to Christ. He loves you. He loves you today. He loves
you
today. Watch come. Watch come. He can help you if you're struggling, if you're pushing along. He can do that for you today because he loves you. Watch him come. Watch him come. Watch him come. Watch him come. The tears that are free for the taking. Watch him come. Pharmacy, amen, to get some medicine for my son here, and I had to wait forever to get somebody.
Yes.
Playing that old elevator music over and over and over and over and over again. Amen, you wait, you wait, you wait. But you know what? Amen, when I go, before I go to bed at night, or if I'm in desperate need of trouble, amen, my boy was sick, amen, I stopped what I was doing, got some oil out, we anointed him in the kitchen, amen. Amen, I didn't have to wait for an operator over and over and over and over again. Amen, church, he answered our prayers right away, amen. His ears were open to our needs, amen, if we call upon him.
Amen.
In a time of trouble.
Yeah.
His temperature was at 103. Got through praying with him, amen, took him in there and sat in the chair with mama for a little bit. I said, check his temperature. Amen. It dropped to 100.
Amen.
It went to 99. It went to 98. Amen. Praise God. Church, God's in control today. Amen. Because he loves you that much.
Amen.
That he's going to take care of you and his children today.
Amen.
Amen. I love the Lord.
Yes.
Although I fail him miserably. Amen. I fail him so bad. He loves me so much that he forgives me and helps me go on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. I'll tell you what, I'm done. I'm going to preach again. I'm going to be done here. Amen. Brother Jerry, I'll hand it over to you.
Amen. Amen.